Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN. Welcome and good afternoon to you, Pastor Ted Pike. How are we doing out there?
Well, pretty good, Barbara Jean. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you on, and I thought maybe the listeners would like to hear from you an update on the status of some of the legislation going on in the Congress. And so tell us, how are we doing?
Well, I'll begin by giving just a brief history lesson over the last 5 or 6 weeks. We, as you know, you and I and those on the enlightened political right, the alternative talk radio and internet, we have been warning about the federal hate crimes bill clear since the beginning of the year. And we have been very, very grieved, really, that the political and religious right has not come forward. But what happened about 3 months into this year was that Representative Conyers, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, tried to sneak in his much more dangerous and extensive federal hate crimes bill, replacing a decoy bill that had been introduced by Jackson Lee at the first of the year. But we were able to intercept that, and we were able to take away the element of surprise and speed away from the Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee. We demanded hearings, and much to his displeasure, Representative Conyers granted hearings. Now, that was a tremendous accomplishment to get hearings out of the House Judiciary Committee, because Conyers and the Liberal Democrats were planning on shooting that through without hearings, without amendments, without any kind of debate, and get it on the floor of the House and pass it almost immediately. But anyway, the godsend of these hearings, which lasted 1.5 days, was that Representative Steve King of Iowa proposed a blockbuster of an amendment in the last 5 or 10 minutes of the markup hearing. And what he said is, he said, if we're going to have this federal hate crimes bill, and obviously you Democrats have got the votes to pass it here in the House, the least we should do is make it absolutely clear that pedophiles, those who rape little boys and girls, will not receive special federal protection along with other homosexuals under the category of sexual orientation under this bill. Well, the Democrats flatly refused to exclude pedophiles. They don't want to break up this pseudo class of sexual orientation into good homosexuals versus bad homosexuals. And so when that happened, I knew that God had given us a tremendous issue, because we saw very clearly the Democrats were standing firm. They were backing what amounted to a pedophile-protecting federal hate crimes bill. But it actually got better the next day on the floor of the House, when Representative Al C. Hastings, a prominent and very passionate supporter of the hate bill, Hastings blabbed out. He said, absolutely, we're going to protect pedophiles. We're going to protect 547 other types of sexual deviancy on this bill. So, and I quote him, he said, so that these people will no longer have to live in fear because of who they are. This was an absolutely explicit statement that the Democrats were not backing down. They were going to put under the umbrella of federal protection every conceivable sexual deviancy known to reprobate mankind. Now, as soon as the King's amendment was rejected, I got on the internet. I started publishing articles.
I can hear the music here, Pastor. We'll go to break here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making efficient bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, Pastor Ted Pike, and you're talking about the House Bill 1913, and just for that listener out there, the time frame of when that would have been passed, help me with that. Was it in the middle of April or about that time frame, 2009?
Yeah, it was toward the end of April, so we are, actually, we're going on about 5 weeks since the federal hate bill was passed in the House. And actually, the day before it was passed, Senator Edward Kennedy very quietly introduced his Senate version into the Senate judiciary. And what the liberals were planning on doing was to have a very quick passage in the House and then just as quickly in the Senate next week. They were planning on shooting it through the liberal-controlled Senate judiciary, then onto the floor for a quick vote, and they certainly had the votes at that time to do that. But God Almighty is watching over this, and he has sent them really into a state of indecision now. And as I say, we're going on 5 weeks since the hate bill should have been sailing through the Senate as well. And we could easily have had a federal hate crimes law signed into law by President Obama several weeks ago. So what's happening? I'll just continue with the dynamics of what's happening here. You see, what I was able to do, I, of course, watched these hearings, the House markup hearing, and as well as the floor action in the House very closely. I was just really wanting to find some pretext, some mistake on the part of the Democrats that I could dramatize and make an issue against the hate bill. And they did not disappoint me. They gave me two instances in which they clearly rejected any attempts to remove pedophiles from special protection. I was able to dramatize that on talk radio, the internet, and so on, and at our Truth Tellers website. And very quickly, the religious right, after about 3 months at least of slumbering and inattention to the hate crimes issue, suddenly they came to life. Janet Folger of Faith to Action, I called her and told her what was happening, and she got in touch with WorldNet Daily, which has 7 million daily visitors. And very quickly, this phrase, the pedophile protecting bill, or Janet Folger was the Pedophile Protection Act, became widespread across the Internet and throughout the evangelical Christian right. And all of these new right organizations, which had been doing nothing at all practically, began to put out alerts, articles, and so on. And so right now we have really quite a large concern among the evangelical right about this hate bill. And here's the dilemma, you see, that the Democrats are in right now in the Senate Judiciary. They of course, had hoped to shoot it through the House and the Senate within days of each other. But now they are afraid that if they hold hearings, and I am encouraging everybody who calls to demand that there be hate bill hearings with witnesses, expert witnesses called, with the opportunity for the Republicans in the Senate Judiciary to debate and add amendments and so on. We have to make a spectacle out of this. We have to get this on C-SPAN and the government website, the video, people watching, and finding out whether or not these Senate Judiciary members, Democrats, are also going to refuse Republican amendments to strip off pedophiles as well as other deviant groups. Now, there's been a lot of calls coming in, and our organization, National Prayer Network, has been very largely leading the charge to get calls into the Senate Judiciary, demanding hearings and protesting the pedophile protection bill. In fact, these Democrats in the Judiciary are sick and tired of literally hundreds, many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of calls coming in over the last 3 or 4 weeks demanding hearings and protesting the Pedophile Protection Act. And what they don't want to do, the last thing the Democrats want to do now, is get on TV and further dig themselves into a hole by again saying, like the Republicans did in the House, no, we will not exclude the pedophiles from the federal hate crimes bill. If they do that, then, of course, I'll go ballistic, the new right will go ballistic, and it'll be even more controversy. So they don't want to go ahead with that. They don't want to go ahead with hearings. Neither do they want to bowl the hate bill through and ignore hearings, because thousands of people are calling for hearings and demanding them. So what they don't want to give is the impression that they're going to do an end run around the due process, the normal scrutiny of federal legislation. So the other alternative, perhaps the third alternative, is to do nothing. And that seems to be what they have opted for in the last 4 or 5 weeks, is just kind of wait and hope that this furor from the religious right will die down. But the problem with that is that all members of the Senate are now receiving regular phone calls, many perhaps a day, which are demanding that the pedophiles be removed from the hate bill. And these callers are all following our instructions to identify this as pedophile protecting legislation. And what the members of the Senate, the Democrats, have to fear, especially, is that come the midterm elections, come time for reelection, when they have to perhaps fight for their life in a narrow race, they do not want themselves to have the stigma on their record of having voted for a pedophile protecting hate bill, which would mean perhaps the loss of the election and the end of their career in the Senate. So what seems to be happening now is the political conservative right is kind of circling around these 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the Democrats don't quite know what to do. And right now, the very best thing that we can do is to continue to avalanche them, assault them with calls, daily calls, letting them know that we are never going to forgive or forget if they vote for a pedophile protecting hate bill.
it's interesting to just look at that bill. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the pastor's website, truthtellers.org, and you can just go through that site and you'll see clips of different announcements on television. You can also find the statements of the senators or the representatives, I mean, that dealt with this in the earlier part of April 2009. In the Senate, this is how the bill goes. It has the date, April 28th, 2009, the 111th Congress, and it's Senate Bill or S-909. But this is how it reads: to provide federal assistance to states, local jurisdictions, and Indian tribes to prosecute hate crimes and for other purposes. And I'm questioning what other purposes there are. And it goes on to say, a bill to provide federal assistance to states and local jurisdictions and Indian tribes to prosecute hate crimes and for other purposes. Okay, so you get the idea that, wait a minute, something's coming your way. If you're a state, you're going to get federal assistance. And then they break it down and they also tell you that this act could be cited as the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act. That's another qualifier. And then they're telling us that Congress has made the findings that the incident of violence motivated by the actual or perceived, that's concerning, race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability of the victim poses a serious national problem. So in other words, Congress has looked upon this issue, and that's their finding. So you're reading all of this and you say, okay, where's this going to take me? How does this affect free speech? How will I be hurt? And they're going to have state and locals carry out the responsibility. And they can, if they do carry out their responsibility, it is stated in the bill that they can carry it out with greater help and success with federal assistance. And they find that the existing federal law is inadequate to address the problem. Pastor Pike, how much money are they going to get if they go along with this bill?
Well, the bill
and
says,
how do they determine that that's going to happen?
Yeah, well, the bill says whatever is necessary to facilitate this. And this term for other purposes is, of course, wide open to the expansion into a federal hate crimes bureaucracy in America, like they have in Canada, England, Europe, and Australia. This is a wide-open bill. On the surface, it might seem that it only wants to put down violent hate crimes in the states when the states are unable or unwilling to do so. The fact of the matter is, however, that this is much more than just intervention to put down violent hate crimes. If you'll notice right there on the front page, it says that the government can also come in for felonies in the state. Any kind of a felony that is unrelated to a bias-motivated crime, the federal government can come in. The government can come in also if there's a hate crime trial in the state and it doesn't turn out the way the federal government wants to, that the government can completely retry that individual until it gets the kind of verdict it wants. This is called double jeopardy and is flatly against the law. This legislation is a minefield of unconstitutional vagaries, very unclear definitions and objectives. It's just it's Orwellian in its implication, and it does not have any semblance of the kind of normal checks and balances or responsibilities to the constitutional that a solid piece of legislation should have.
We'll go to break right here. We'll be right back with Pastor Pike.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. To provide assistance for the states, this is the bill S-909, and that's the way it's titled in the local jurisdiction, Indian tribes, and to prosecute hate crimes and for other purposes. Now, I would have to assume that the members of the House and the Senate understand English. I would have to assume that for other purposes is wide open, and they must know that when it's placed there. It looks to me like a financial story that they're handing to the Congress or the Senate to allow more funding for states from the federal government if you do certain things. So this is a funding package along with tampering with the laws of the land. As far as I'm concerned, guess who gets to put out the grants of money if in case you apply for this money? The Attorney General, of course. He gets to he may award the grants to the state. Any expenses associated with the investigation and prosecution of hate crimes. So aren't we elevating a certain story of prosecution with additional funding?
Well, yeah. The Attorney General also, the Democrats into this bill also put in a caveat that no hate crime prosecution in the states will take place without the permission of the Attorney General or his underlings. Now, that might seem like a safeguard, a check and balance, that this bill would never be, this law would never be abused by some kind of hate crimes Gestapo in Washington, D.C. But the fact is, we've had a succession of liberal attorney generals who are usually to be seen at ADL, Anti-Defamation League conventions, flattering, buttering up ADL, praising ADL for all of their good civil liberties work and so on. And with ADL behind this bill and attorney generals in the heading the Justice Department, we can be sure that the attorney general is probably just going to be rubber stamping what the ADL actually wants as far as local prosecution. This bill is basically a uniting of federal policing powers with local policing powers. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. And what it basically says is that in case the states can't prosecute violent hate crimes and felonies as they should, or if they won't do it, then we have this backstop. We have this prerogative of the federal government to come in under semi-emergency circumstances and do the hard work of investigating, arresting, and prosecuting on the state level. But you talk to liberals in Congress, even the staffers, and they say, oh, the federal government would never abuse this privilege. This is just to give them exceptional privileges to come in when the states can't or won't enforce it. Well, that's not the nature of this beast called the federal government. If you give the federal government an inch, history has shown, especially since the New Deal in the 1930s under Roosevelt, the government will come in and take a mile of sovereignty away from the states. And this, of course, is another federalization that is designed to take away the unique privileges of states' rights.
Well, it's interesting, and I recommend to the listener, it affects you, it affects your capability to have the courts look to actual evidence, maybe even physical evidence, in order to determine a certain kind of a crime. That's what we do now in the courts. We have to have a certain policy of evidence. This would toss that out, as far as I can tell. And you ought to read this bill. It's amazing. You think, wait a minute, who writes this stuff? Isn't there something about a 14th Amendment that you aren't supposed to have this preferential treatment, so-called? I'm stunned that legislators could be gung-ho about this legislation, and even to the extent that the People's House would pass this for all of us to be held under. And the idea that if you needed assistance, you get money from the federal government if you make application for a grant, and also you can have additional personnel if you should need it. It looks to me like it's a weakening of the state's power in judicial matters.
Well, absolutely. It's more than a weakening. It's a uniting of federal policing with local police. And as I've said many, many times, that is the very definition of a police state. Now, under our Constitution, the states have prerogatives and rights. They have many of them. And those which are not absolutely necessary by the government are given to the states. And that's what the 10th Amendment is all about. But this legislation basically violates the First Amendment, the 10th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And as I probably said on this program, this legislation is based on a 1968 hate crimes law, which was passed at the height of the civil rights movement to protect primarily blacks. The original law, Title 18, Section 2A, stipulates is that if anyone, by their speech, intimidates in any way, aids or abets the commission of a violent hate crime against a member of a federally protected group, then that person will stand in federal
court. We'll go to break here, sir, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Pastor Pike on Born on the 4th of July explaining legislation that is currently in the Senate, passed in the House, and it happened very fast. They had a House bill, if you want to check that. I believe it was House Bill 1913, and in the Senate it's called S-909. You have a responsibility to America, to your future, because cloaked in all of this is that intrusion coming down toward the states by the federal government, promising extra funds and the ability to have extra personnel in prosecuting any of these hate crimes. I was just amazed that there was the money feature involved. I guess I hadn't thought about the federal government coming in, encouraging the states that they could get truly all involved there so quickly, and suggesting that state and locals usually carry out their responsibility, but they can carry it out very much better with greater federal assistance. And that's actually how they write it. And to me, I would be off put as a representative of state. I would have said, you know, I think my state, I would have been like, not, I would be unlike Mr. Hastings. I would have said, let's let Florida handle this, you know?
Well, there is no real evidence that the states aren't prosecuting violent hate crimes or any kind of felonies on the local level. this legislation is truly redundant. There is no need for it. And
you were referencing, excuse me, but as we went to break, you were referencing an earlier law, I believe you said in the 60s, that already is on the books, right?
Yes. You see, at the height of the civil rights movement, there was a tremendous concern that blacks not be intimidated or coerced or inclined to think that they didn't have equal rights in voting and registering and jury work and things like that, along with whites in the South. So this law was passed, Title 18, Section 2A, which makes it a federal hate crime, a felony for anybody to speak out verbally in a way that might be intimidating to blacks at that time, but other groups, and in fact, inciting their words would incite some kind of violence against these protected groups. And what that law basically says is that if anybody speech on the radio, on the talk show radio, on the pulpit, even on the street corner, can be interpreted by some unstable person, and that person will take action and commit a violent hate crime, for example, against a black or a homosexual and so on. And he says that Reverend so-and-so said this on the radio, that homosexuality is an abomination of God and to God, and that God actually killed homosexuals and sanctioned their killing in the whole Old Testament. If he can say that I was influenced by the Reverend on Christian radio, then the federal agents are going to make a beeline for the Reverend and say, your words aided, abetted, and incited a hate crime. You will be punished equally along with the active offender. If he's facing 10 years in federal prison and triple penalties, so will you. And the frightening thing about this previous law is that even though it couldn't be effectively enforced because of too many checks and balances on the state level keeping the federal government out, now under the big federal hate crimes bill, which breaks down all of those barriers, the federal government can come in and immediately enforce Title 18, Section 2A. What that means is that this federal hate bill is not going to gradually go down a slippery slope over the years toward the end of freedom of speech. It's ready to prosecute pastors' public speech right now that the government can construe might have incited a violent hate crime. So this bill is ready to go. As soon as that ink is dry from the signature of the president on the bill, it's ready to begin to look for indictments, arrests and indictments around this country from the federal level.
And they could make an analysis and just suggest to a local or another state and say, hey, you didn't look at this. You better take a good look because we're going to come down and see to it that you prosecute. Could that be part of the case that could happen?
You see, there are five states now that have not passed one of these ADL model hate laws. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, back in 1988, began a program of convincing state governments in America to pass their model anti-hate law. And 45 states, especially over the 1990s, thought this was a wonderful idea. It was a win-win situation. Nobody wants to be on record as being for hate. And so all of these state legislatures, just in droves, they adopted the ADL's hate crimes law. But five states refused to do it, and a few of them include Wyoming, and I believe also Florida still, and I believe Indiana still doesn't have one. But if the federal hate bill is passed, then everybody will be under a hate crimes government. There will be no possibility that any state can opt out and say, I don't want to go along with this. I think it's unconstitutional. I'm going to stand on my state's rights. The federal government, under this federal hate bill, will bulldoze over them, and they will become a hate crimes enforcing state, whether they like it or not. At least that's the plan.
Well, and that could be very, very dangerous to everybody's well-being. For how many years have we looked upon a law that they would have to have evidence and actually physical evidence to pursue with a prosecution of a crime? Traditional That hasn't that been our tradition, a rule of law based on evidence as a system? And this is based on how people feel? Is that how it is?
That's right. This is very much thought crimes legislation. What it basically says is that if the government finds bias in the states, an act of bias has motivated an act of violence, especially against a member of a federally protected group such as homosexuals, Jews, Latinos, and so on, who are specially favored, then the government has the right to come down and pronounce this a bias-motivated crime to seek arrest, to seek prosecution, and so on. And so this is very much bias crime, thought crime legislation, and it's very different. If this bill is passed, we will basically be setting up two very different justice systems in America. The first will be our traditional Anglo-Saxon law, which says that unless some physical cause, some physical damage or hurt is provable, a demonstrable assault or violence against another person or his property, then the government can't come in and even arrest that person. It has to have probable cause. That's the basis for our relatively coherent justice system over the past four or five centuries, if not longer. But now, under this bias motivation system, all the government has to do is say, well, we were told by some hysterical homosexuals that this Christian called them a pejorative term, like using the F word against them, whatever. And then we have evidence of bias, and they claim that he assaulted them. We also have evidence of a violation of the law. Therefore, we have probable cause to come down and intervene in that case and make it not just an assault, not just intimidation, but we have the ability to make it into a federal hate crime, which will have triple penalties and could lead to at least 10 years in prison.
Very serious. And in the backdrop of all of this, there's this Human Rights Commission at the UN, and I don't know whether you want to talk about that at all, but they're having concerns about people being able to speak against religious groups and their idea of free speech. And so they have some things going on at the UN, and they're not always new. I think there was a non-binding resolution, the number 62/145, that was adopted in 2007. And of course, the Bush administration wasn't so gung-ho about this Human Rights Commission. But now I understand that the Obama administration are going to seek a seat on the UN Human Rights Council. And that's rather reversing the position of the former administration. It's a 47-member council, and its creation was 2006. And they're talking about having some declarations made, and like they do at the UN, they introduce a soft law or something non-binding, and it percolates for a while, and it eventually can become hard law, so to speak. But they're talking about criticism being treated as hate crimes in this particular category. And how does this go along with what we're doing here on the national level?
Well, the resolutions in the Human Rights Council of the United Nations have been largely instigated by Muslim members who are the majority in the Human Rights Council. And they've been making these resolutions for the past, I don't know, 7-8 years. They are non-binding. They're largely symbolic. But as you say, if enough of them accumulate, it can begin to have the force of law. I'm really more concerned and worried right now about hate crimes legislation that proceeds from Jewish activism, mainly the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. This is kind of a parallel thought crimes, bias crimes agenda, which comes out of B'nai B'rith International, which is a huge Jewish activist, a liberal Jewish activist organization with presences in 56 nations. In fact, B'nai B'rith ADL B'nai B'rith in Europe have created a 56-member nation hate crimes Gestapo over there called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And what it's basically doing is uniting the European Union, the Congress of Europe, and all these nations in Europe into one great hate crimes confederation. And what their ambition is, of course, is to ban so-called hate speech or criticism of Israel, criticism of Jews, criticism of homosexuality on the internet. But also what they'd love to do is to create an internationally enforced hate crimes bureaucracy, which would link together federal hate crimes laws in America with federal laws in England, Holland, Germany, Australia, and so on. And under perhaps treaty provisions, we would be obligated to enforce their hate laws in America, Canada's hate laws in America, vice versa, and so on. What we have to fear is the international federalization of hate crimes enforcement. And that's why blocking this federal hate crimes bill in Washington is so crucial right now. We don't want to establish a command post there for the internationalist enforcement of hate crimes in Washington under federal and national law.
A very important statement. For the citizen out there who is an activist, we ask you to let us know what we should be doing. Think on that one. We have a caller joining us. We appreciate that. We have Mark in Texas. What's on your mind? Welcome.
Barbara Jean and Ted, I'd like to relay a story to you here real quick regarding hate crimes at the state level. I live up here in North Texas, and they were having trouble getting the hate crimes legislation passed at down in Austin. It's been a few years back, but they were supposed to vote on it on a Monday. Well, Sunday morning when everybody showed up at a church down here off of I-30, I remember the reverend's name. I want to say they were Baptist, but you two, I can't swear to that. My memory's not that great. But the reverend's name was Zan Holmes. And anyway, the congregation showed up Sunday morning. Evidently, sometime Saturday evening or Saturday night, there was a swastika painted on one of the walls facing the interstate. Well, of course, when it was put up to a vote on Monday, it passed with flying colors. Guys, it was a love fest to behold down there.
Yes.
You never seen so much kissing and hugging in all your life.
Yeah.
But what took place was the FBI showed up because, you know, well, this is swastika stuff going on here.
Uh-huh.
They determined that the paint that was used to paint the swastika and a few other selected things I won't get into was used from a remodeling part of the church in the rear. It was the same paint. Now, if you were going to go cause a hate crime or paint some type of graffiti, would you take the paint with you or would you show up and then look for paint? Anyhow, the FBI said that they would get back to us after a thorough investigation. They were on it. Don't worry about it. I don't know how many years it's been, but you know what? We ain't heard a lick of nothing. I'm still expecting something to hit the fan to get this through at the federal level.
Yeah, well, the ADL is a master of what's called the agent provocateur tactics, and certainly that was used many times in Israel and very publicly admitted by people like Ben-Gurion and Jewish leaders, in which they would masquerade as a terrorist, painting graffiti, and so on, in order to bring reproach upon their opponents. And many, in fact, there's a book by Laird Wilcox, who's the librarian for, I believe, the University of Kansas. And Laird Wilcox documents many, many cases in which actually Jews have painted these swastikas on their own synagogues and things like that in order to get headlines in the local newspaper against hate crimes and so on. So we have to be very, very, very careful about that.
Well, I've seen it happen up close and personal, and it's not fabricated what goes on. It's the exact truth, and I don't know what the solution is because even our federal government won't do anything, and we're going to put locally when it happened at a state level. And now we want to put them in charge on a federal level?
Yeah, well, it may be that the Democrats are stalling in the Senate judiciary, hoping that some kind of an outrage like this will come along, that they can drum up the hysteria and beat the drums for federal passage of this hate bill. That's why we all have to be extremely level-headed and extremely educated on this subject, in order that we have a very widespread understanding of what this bill is about, and we will not be allow the emotionalism that's generated by the media in some kind of a phony emergency like this to sweep the nation along toward hate bill passage.
Well, my hats are up. My hat's off to both of you for what you're doing, and thanks a lot.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us and for your kind words. Pastor, you have spoken of some people coming from the religious perspective to be supportive and alert their people. We're going to go to break here, and I'll ask my question when we return. Okay. Thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you called your senator? I have a number toll free, 877-851-6437. You might want to call that and tell them who you are, where you're from, and how you feel about this issue. As we went to break, I was going to ask you if you felt that the Christian community across this nation have been out in front and supportive. You mentioned WorldNet Daily, but your colleagues, are they talking to their parishes or their groupings? Are they doing the energy that is necessary at this time. Lots of times in a week or so, it won't matter. Right now, it's important. They're still kind of straddling. They don't know how to go forward, as you indicate, in the Senate. What kind of a response? Are you disappointed? Are you pleased? How's it going out there, America? You're on challenge. It's up to us. And how are the churches doing?
Well, I'm delighted with what World Net Daily is doing. They have almost a daily article now against the hate bill. I don't know exactly how many calls are coming in, but we have been getting the calls coming in, especially to the Senate Judiciary Committee over the last few weeks. Perhaps even as many as hundreds, if not more than 1,000, have come in to those specific 19 members. It's so important now that people keep up a consistent calling in, especially to the Senate Judiciary. And you can go to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. On our action page there, we have the names of these crucial 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And again, here is that toll-free number. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And there's a backup toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. And tell the staffer, the receptionist that answers the phone, please hold hate bill hearings. We've got to have hate bill hearings and in the Senate Judiciary and get this out, get the Democrats embarrassed and in the spotlight again. And also tell them that if you and your friends hear that the senator has voted for the hate bill, you will never forgive and forget. We've got to put the fear into these members of the U.S. Senate that they are going to lose their place in the Senate next time around over this issue of the Federal Pedophile Protecting Act if they have voted for it. The people are not going to forgive and forget on this. They are going to remember in November. They're going to remember next time around. And the penalty they will have to pay if they vote for the Pedophile Protection Act is loss of their seat in Congress. Also at my website, truthtellers.org, we have a dynamic video there on the home page, which shows Al C. Hastings, Representative King, and others. If you really want to get your temperature up, come to truthtellers.org, watch that 9-minute video, and believe me, I think you'll take action after you watch that.
Indeed, it's very, very enlightening. You are reinforced with fact, and then you can go from there. I was asking about comparable parishes or churches. Do you know of somebody else that's energizing like you are in this particular issue?
I'm not an expert on that. I'm just sounding the alarm the best I can, Barbara.
Okay.
Jean.
Thank you very much. You speak for many. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
With recent internet.